好，我们一起打开圣经。Let's turn our Bibles. We'll be looking this morning at Psalms 19. 上个星期父亲节我们看了诗篇十九篇的最后三节。And last week, on Father's Day, we looked at the last three verses of this psalm. 今天我们会看全篇。And so today we'll be looking at the whole psalm. 因为这个诗篇教我们怎样去赞美。Because this psalm teaches us how to praise and worship God. 这个诗篇是觉得即是赞美神，因为祂伟大，是值得配得赞美。And from the psalm we can see that worshiping God is important because God is worthy to be praised. 咁啊，我想我们要学怎样赞人，赞人是重要，赞美神更加重要。You know, we need to learn how to give praise to other people, but giving praise to God is even more important. 但是我们赞人的时候，有时不是很知道怎么赞。But you know, when you worship, or not worship, when you give praise to somebody, sometimes we don't know how to really do it. 好像曾经有个丈夫跟我说，我不可以赞我太太，因为我赞我太太越赞越衰。And one husband told me one time, he said, you know, I can't give any praise to my wife because whenever I praise her, I just mess it up. 我说为什么？什么意思？你不可以赞你太太？ So what do you mean you can't praise your wife? So 如果我告诉她，你今天，老婆，今天煮这餐饭真的好吃的。He says, if I tell my wife, you know, the food you cooked today was really special, was really good. 跟着太太就说，那我平时煮饭不好吃吗？ Then the wife was like, you mean what I usually make is no good?如果我赞我太太，哇，老婆，你今日着啲衫真系好睇，你好靓嘅。And if I said to my wife, "Oh, honey, you look really beautiful today," 我平时唔靓咩 ？You mean I'm not usually happy？ 咁啊，佢咁样嘅意思，我唔认同。你认唔认同 ？I don't agree. Do you guys agree? You guys smell coffee?okay, so it's not just me. 可能我哋个个都好眼瞓，有啲咖啡味传入嚟。okay, 咁呢个系消极。This is a 消极。I forget in English how do you say it? Pessimistic attitude. Yeah, 我哋应该积极，无论点都系赞人，系咪 ？We should be more, you know.What's the opposite of pessimistic? Optimistic. We should be praising people, you know, and not worrying about the bad results. 如果你平时赞，你唔会有呢啲后果。And if you're usually giving praise to others and appreciation of others, then you won't have that bad thing happen. 咁但系神呢，我哋系咪应该系唔系都赞美佢 ？But for God, shouldn't we always be worshiping Him and praising Him?神是配得赞美。在这个诗篇的时候，我们看到神的伟大。And here in this psalm, we see the greatness and awesomeness of God. 诗人就会是有三方面 去赞美神。And the psalmist, he has for three reasons that he's giving praise to God. 由第一节到第六节是因为神的创造。因为神创造奇妙来赞美神。And the first reason that he praises God is because of God's amazing, wonderful creation. 在第七节到十一节，佢因为神俾我哋奇妙嘅圣经嚟赞美神。And from verse 7 to 11, he's praising God because God has given us an awesome Bible, His Word. 有十二到十四节，佢赞美神，因为神俾我哋奇妙嘅救恩。And from verse 12 to 14,He's praising God because of His awesome, wonderful grace. So, 我们先看第一节至到第六节。So, let's start looking at verse 1 to verse 6. 诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament shows His handiwork. 这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. 无言无语，也无声音可听。There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. 他的量大通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。 神在其间为太阳安置帐幕。Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In them, he has set the tabernacle for the sun. 太阳如同新娘出洞房，又如勇士欢言奔露。Which is like the bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. 他从天这边出来，晓到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat.我们一起祈祷。主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天我们看这个诗篇，真的知道诸天述说你的荣耀，你是配得赞美。主，我们感谢你，因为你伟大的创造奇妙。我们感谢你，因为主耶稣你本身给我们的圣经是奇妙。主，我们赞美你，因为你的恩典是奇妙，甚至你本身是奇妙。我们要高举你，要赞美你，要敬拜你，因为你是伟大，你是奇妙。求主今天给我们透过这个诗篇，可以更加明白你奇妙伟大的 是何等伟大。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 在这个诗篇他说要敬拜神，因为神创造奇妙。 So we should worship God for his wonderful creation. 诗篇是赞美神的创造。 And so in the psalm they're worshiping God for his wonderful creation. 诸天述说神的荣耀。 It says the heavens declare the glory of God. 神所创造的一切在赞美着神。And all that God has created is worshiping God in harmony. 穹苍又赞美神。The firmament is worshiping God. 是显出神的手段的。And it's revealing the handiwork, the workmanship of God. 神所做的好像一个艺术家是设计奇妙。And God has done wonderful things like an artist, and he's just done an amazing piece of artwork.这个宇宙，这个世界，我们的生命都是神奇妙的创造。 And so the universe, our world, our bodies, our life is part of God's wonderful creation. 那如果你见到一幅很美丽的画，你看到它画得很漂亮。 Now if you see a great piece of art and you see, wow, it's just painted beautifully, 你会不会在这里赞美那幅画，就告诉他，幅画你真的画得自己很漂亮，你的色配做得 很巧妙。 Are you going to say to the picture on the wall, Picture, you're so beautiful. Your colors have blended in so nicely. You've done a wonderful job with yourself. 有没有人会这样说？ Would anybody going to say that? 你看到一幅美丽的画，你一定会说，这个画画家画得很漂亮。When you see a beautiful picture, you're going to say, the artist that painted this picture is an awesome artist, right? 所以我们同样我们见到神创造奇妙，那我们应该看到原来背后的创造者是配得赞美。 And so when we see the amazing creation that God has made,We also should look and say, behind this creation, there is an awesome artist who is worthy to be praised. So, 诸天述说神的荣耀。So, the heavens declare the glory of God. 如果我们打开我们的眼睛望下，我们见到，哇，真的很伟大。And if you open your eyes and you look and you say, man, this is really awesome. It's a vast, wonderful, creation that God has made.我呢排咧就系睇紧好多星星嘅嘢。Recently I've been looking a lot of the stars， 因为我哋八月份嘅营会系讲揭开星座的迷思。 because our title for our youth camp this year is Reveal the Mystery of the Stars. So we are watching a lot of So I've been looking a lot at just how amazing and how vast the universe is and the stars and the planets. And I've realized that it's just so vast and so awesome and so wonderful. It's endless. And just going on in awesome... 你知道每一個星在讚美神? And do you know that each star is up there just praising God? 神擺佢喺度要榮耀神. And God put them there to just to glorify God. 第三節,我係好鍾意第三節. I really like verse 3. 第三節話,無言無語,也無聲音可聽. He said, there is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. 英文和中文有少少不同. I think the English and the Chinese in this verse are a little bit different. 我喜欢中文的翻译,觉得好听. I like what it says in the Chinese, it sounds really good. 但是英文的意思就是说, 无言无语,它的声音就是任何地方都听到. But the Chinese doesn't kind of, at least in my understanding, it doesn't give the connotation where there's no place where their voice is not heard. 但原文的意思是怎样? What does the original language mean? 它的意思就是说,虽然它没出声,虽然它不懂说话,但是它的声音是所有的言语,所有的地方,都是听得很清楚它的讯息。 Actually, what the original is trying to communicate is that even though the stars are not speaking, they cannot speak, they have no audible voice, they don't have a language, but no matter what language you speak, they are speaking to you. 是不是这样的意思? 无言无语,无声音可听. 其实我们听不到它的声音,但是我们领受到它的讯息。 We can't hear their voice, but we can receive their message. 是不是? 你望上去,你见到,哇,伟大的创造者. And you look up and you say, what a great, awesome creator there is up there. 是不是? 这个伟大的天父,是用这个无声音的创造,向我们讲说话. And our awesome creator, he's using his creation without a voice to speak to us. 是不是很奇妙的? Isn't that amazing? 神是用无声音的方法向你讲话. God is using a speechless method to communicate to you. 所以罗马书讲明,我们以前都看过, 是神的这个世界,神所创造的, 是显现神的存在。 And so we've looked at it before in Romans. It says that this creation that God has made is it reveals to us who God is. So nobody is without excuse. There is no excuse. And as you look at the awesome creation that God has made, you see that there is a God. 今天在 Facebook, 我收到一个人的讯息。 Yesterday on Facebook, I received a message from a friend. 咁佢喺度讲紧啲无神论者点样系话宇宙创造自己，人有马骝变. And he's talking about the evolutionists say that the universe created itself and how we came from the monkeys. 跟住佢好似话佢点可以讲到我哋咁即系睇到咁奇妙，就话我哋系偶然自己发生。 And so then he says, how can they look at such an awesome creation and say that it's created itself? 跟着下面有一幅画,是人体。And underneath there is a big picture of the human body. 其实有几个人体的，可能是有血管的系统，有神经线系统，有骨架等等。And so there are different, actually different parts of the body, you know, the blood system, the nervous system, the bones, and all the other things. 标题写着人的身体是世界上最精密的系统设计。And it said like on the title of it that the human body is the most sophisticated machine on the planet Earth. 这个这么精密的机器是不是自己创造自己？ And this sophisticated machine just created itself, right? 我赞美自己这么奇妙。And so I just want to worship myself because I'm so wonderful, right? Here in this psalm, it gives us two testimonies. 第一个见证就是神伟大的创造。The first testimony is the awesome creation that God has made. 第二个见证就是神的话语。And the second testimony is God's word, His witness to us. 我有第三个见证就是结尾就是神的恩典。And the third testimony or witness is at the end of the psalm, and that's the grace of God. 当我看这个第一节，见到诸天述说神的荣耀，或者穹苍传扬他的手段。When I look at verse 1, it says, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. 我就在想，为什么有诸天和穹苍？ And I'm thinking, why does it say the heavens and the firmament? 有我知道诗人呢就是用不同的字眼，就好像用诗句就是加强意思。And I know that psalms, you know, and poems, you know, you use different synonyms and words to emphasize the meaning. 所以我去了解诸天的意思，穹苍的意思。So I went and I tried to study and figure out what does it mean when it says the heavens and what is it meaning when it says the firmament. 在圣经里面，希伯来话，诸天那个字出现421次。In the Hebrew, the word used for the heavens appears in the Bible 421 times in 395 verses. 那个希伯来话的字呢，就是 Shemayin. 今朝第一堂卫兰在这里改正我的发音. In the first service, Wailan was correcting my bad pronunciation of the Hebrew. 那个意思就是说天空，我们望上白天，蓝天白云。And so it includes the sky, where the clouds and the, you know, the blue sky and the white clouds. 也都是代表我们的大气层以外。And it also talks about outside of our ozone layer.即是说宇宙的 which means the universe. 第三层呢，就是好像第三层天，亦都是代表天堂，神居住的地方。And the third meaning also refers to heaven, where God dwells. 所以这个诸天就是这样，我们的地球里面的蓝天，地球以外的宇宙，和神的居所。And so when it says the heavens, it means our atmospheric area, the sky, outside of our area, the universe, and where God dwells. 但如果讲到穹苍是希伯来话呢，是出现在圣经里面17次。But if you talk about the firmament, it only appears in the Bible 17 times. 在15节当中， and it appears in 15 different verses. 但有时翻译的不是天空的，but sometimes it's not translated as the heavens. 有时是代表一个的被展开的，好像拉布的，所以香港人会很喜欢的。And sometimes it's translated, you know, like an extension that's spread out. So like in Hong Kong now, in Hong Kong, you know, they're, doesn't work in English. 拉布是What's the English name for library? Libel. Huh? Filibuster. Yeah, it just doesn't... most people don't know what filibuster means. It means to libel. Okay. 咁啊，亦都代表呢，就一個打個鐵片打平佢。And it also means that, you know, you take a piece of metal and you hammer it with a hammer to make it straight. Stamp it out. 所以有時係聖經呢十七次可能真係講到人哋用鐵錘打平啲鐵。And so when you say firmament, sometimes in the Old Testament in Hebrew, it actually means take a hammer to hit the metal out. 但亦都可以指住呢個嘅天空。But it also refers to the heavens, the sky. 主要係講呢個嘅好似個拱形嘅。And it's actually mostly referring, when it refers to the sky, it's like a bow in the sky. Like a rainbow bow, you know, an arch. 咁啊，第一次出現喺聖經係創世記第一章。And the first time the word 拱窗, or firmament, appears in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 1. 你會睇創世記第一章。我哋睇第六節到第八節。And look at verse 6 to verse 8.中文冇出現窮瘡，係用翻譯到天。In the Chinese, it doesn't translate firmament; it translates it as the heavens. 但我哋睇呢個經文，因為我睇呢個經文，我更加睇到神創造嘅奇妙。Because when I look at this verse, I see even more how amazing God's creation is. 創世記第一章第六節到第八節。In Genesis 1 verse 6 to 8.神说：诸水之间要有空气，将水分为上下。Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." 神就造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了。事就是这样成了。Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. 神称空气为天，有晚上，有早晨，就是第二日。And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day. 即是说，神创造的时候有啲嘢嘅，就係有水分嘅。So when God first created, there is some stuff there, right? And there's some water. 跟住神話要將佢分開嘅上下。And so God said, I'm going to separate it top and bottom. 咁上面啲水，我哋好多時望上天見到黑雲喎，落雨喎。And the water up on the sky, you know, you look up and you see the black cloud in the sky, so it's going to rain.上面的水我们称为蒸气 and the waters up in the sky we call steam 地下的水我们称为水液体 and the water on the ground we call it water it's liquid 因为水有三个体质 because water comes in three different elements right 有蒸气有液体有固体 and so there's gas, there's solid, and there's liquid. 固体就是冰，液体是水，蒸气体就是蒸气。And so you've got gas, which is steam, you've got liquid, which is water, and you've got the solid, which is ice.所以神将佢分开，即系神初创造世界嘅时候，个地球系点样 ？So when God first created the earth, what was it like？ 上边有份有层好厚嘅云层喺天空。God created the earth with a very big, solid, water mass up above the sky.在我们的大气层上面有这个很厚的蒸气的一个层。 And so up in our around our ozone layer, there's this big massive cloud of gas of water, steam water. 咁呢个就影响当时世界圣经写明，当时冇落雨，每日朝早有露水出嚟滋润全地。 And the Bible says when God first created, it didn't rain, that every morning the dew came out and nurtured the land. 所以无论是东南西北，北极南极，全世界都是一样的气候。 And so at that time, whether it was in the north, east, south, or west, the North Pole, the South Pole, the whole world had a universal climate. 全部都好似熱帶氣森林嘅。 The whole planet was like a tropical paradise. 那这个就是因为这个云层在上面。你记得创世纪写明人生活得900几岁，是吗？ You remember in Genesis it says that people back then lived to be 900 years old. 因为有这个大气层的这么多的水分在这里， 是保护地球, because this great massive ozone water level layer in the firmament protected the earth from the bad radiation. 因为宇宙有很多的辐射是射入大世界，令到我们衰老, because there's all this radiation coming from the outside atmosphere that causes us to decay. 但经过这个大气层的时候, 将它荡出去，人的寿命是长一点。 And so with that big massive water level up there, it made the people on earth, they could live longer because they wouldn't decay.
你可能觉得我这样讲是痴线呢?
Maybe you think that when I'm saying this, I'm crazy.
但我可以证明这个气候就是曾经在世界上。
But I can prove scientifically that that's how the world was. 因为你去到西伯来亚, 你会找到长毛象, 完整的长毛象, 但是它肚里面在冰块冻结了, 死了在冰块里面, 但是它肚里面在吃赤道的菜。 You can go to Siberia and you will find great huge mastodons, perfectly preserved, in ice. They're frozen in ice instantly, and in their stomach you will see that they have tropical vegetation in their stomachs, not yet digested.
一个由赤道新加坡的位置跑到西伯来亚北极圈里面，还没消化它刚刚吃过的午餐，跟住冻结喺度嘅，系冇可能嘅。
It's impossible for a mastodon to run from Singapore all the way up to Siberia with his lunch still in his stomach, undigested, and then get frozen in ice.
肯定佢就喺西伯来亚食咗菜，跟住食咗之后，依咁快变咗冰。
Now, obviously, he was eating his lunch in Siberia, and then all of a sudden something happened and he got frozen in ice.
亦都你睇下，蒙阿拉斯加或者苏联北方或者挪威、瑞典北方有好多嘅天然气，有好多嘅煤炭。
You can also look and see that in Alaska, northern Russia, northern Sweden, northern Norway, there is a lot of natural gas and coal deposits under the ground.
如果你们不认识天然气、煤炭是怎样形成呢？是因为这些大量的菜、大量的植物快速被埋葬，有热力、有压力，将它成为碳。
And if you don't know what the significance of that is, that natural gas and coal and oil is all produced by having large masses of vegetation that are instantly, quickly buried in the ground at high pressure, at high thermal temperatures, instantly pressed together, smashed together, turns it into coal, turns it into oil. And that's how it comes.
所以哪里有煤炭，哪里有石油气，就证明那里以前有植物。 And so wherever you find coal deposits or natural gas or oil deposits, that shows that that place used to have vegetation.
是吧? 所以从科学来讲, 以前有这个东西, 从圣经来讲, 去了哪?
So from science, we can see that it was there, but where did it go?
圣经讲一样解释,
there is an explanation in the Bible.
神同罗亚讲, 我要将人的寿命缩短到120年。
God told Noah, I'm going to reduce man's age down to 120 years.
接着神就说要有个洪水毁灭世界。
And then God said, there's going to be a flood and it's going to wipe out the earth.
接着你想想洪水40日夜晚日头世界东南西北每一个地方不停落雨40日的天空要有多少个雨。
And just think about it, for 40 days and nights, just constantly raining on every inch of the planet, 40 days and nights, torrential downpours, where did all that water come from? 那些水在哪里来?
在这里,上面的水,
came from here. It says the waters in the firmament.
所以这里讲这个神奇妙的创造，神创造这个世界，当时好像温室效应咁美丽，跟住40日落雨，影响到世界变咗好似而家，都系美丽嘅。Think
of God's amazing creation. He made the planet like that back then, and like a terrarium effect, the whole planet just beautiful and awesome. And even after the flood and all the rain, now we've got what we got now. And it's also awesome, right?
神的创造奇妙,救援洪水之后都是奇妙的。
And so God created it awesome, and even after the flood, it's still awesome.
神是不是奇妙的?
Isn't God awesome?
是啊,神是很奇妙。 所以这个穹苍述说神的荣耀,诸天述说神的荣耀。
So you can see the firmament is just praising God. The heavens are praising God.
整个宇宙是赞美神,整个创造都是赞美神。
And so the whole universe, the whole creation is here just praising God.
我觉得很奇妙。 那也是第一节到第六节呢, 他用一个字来讲称呼神。
From verse 1 to verse 6 in Psalm 19, there's one word that it uses to call God.
是用 El. 这个希伯来话这个字, El.
And it uses the word El in Hebrew.
那你可能听过 El 这个字, 因为很多时候我们说 El Shaddai. 全能神。 El 的意思就是单数的神的名, 是说全能者, 伟大的主宰。
And so El means the Almighty, the one and only, the omnipotent, all-powerful God.
但是单数的,
it's in the singular form.
在创世纪用这个字呢, 是用一个这个字的变化, 不是 El Shaddai, 是 Elohim.
In Genesis, it uses the word Elohim, not El Shaddai. Elohim 就是 El的复数, and Elohim is a plural form of El.
即是说复数不是双数，是复数的，是两个以上的。
And being plural, it's more than two.
那你说用复数的字眼形容神，为什么？
And so how can you use a plural term to refer to God?
我们的神是独一无二。
Our God is the one and only God.
只有一位神,没有第二个。
There is only one God, there are not two.
那怎么可以用一个复数的字眼来形容神呢?
So how can you use a plural term to refer to God?
你看创世纪第一章26节。
Look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
在创世纪第一章26节是这样讲神。 神是这样讲,
this is what God said.
神说,我们要照着我们的形象,按着我们的样式做人,使他们管理海里的鱼,空中的鸟,地上的牲畜, 和地全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
你有没有留意他三次讲我们？
Did you notice he said three times, let us, or our image, our likeness,
我们照我们的形象，我们的样式。神是独一无二，那我们他跟谁说？
There's only one God. Who's he talking to? Us.
他得一个。There's only one God. 这个创造这个宇宙的那位神只有一个。
There's only one creator. It's only one God.
他为什么称呼自己我们的？
Why did he call himself us?Are.
因为我们的神他说三次都很近 很有意思、
Because our God is special. And he said it three times to emphasize
我们我们我们三次
He said it three times Us, are Right? It's for emphasis.
因为我们的神是三位一体的真神
Because our God is a three-one Triune God.
我们的神，我们相信有圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We believe that the Triune God is the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
有天父，有圣灵，有耶稣儿子，亦都有圣灵。系咪讲圣灵两次啊？
So we've got the Father, God, we've got Jesus the Son, and we've got the Holy Spirit.
其实创世纪第一章第一节到第二节、第三节，都是反映出这个三一真神。
And so if you look at Genesis chapter 1 again, verse 1 to 3, you will see the Trinity right there.
第一节，起初神创造天地。
Verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵混运行在水面上。
The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
神说要有光就有光。
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
在这里有三一真神。
Here we see the triune God.
起初神，这个天父。
In the beginning, God. There he is, the heavenly Father, God.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And God's Spirit hovering over the waters. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
第三节，神说要有光就有光。
And in verse 3, God spoke, let there be life. God spoke.
神说就是耶稣。耶稣是神的道。
And God spoke, that is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word of God.
The Logos.太初有道，道与神同在。
And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
道就是神。
And the Word was God.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And the Word became flesh and lived among us.
道就是耶稣。
And the Word is Jesus.
所以神说就是耶稣。
And so when God spoke, that was Jesus.
神创造，耶稣创造，圣灵又创造。
God created, Jesus created, and the Holy Spirit created.
所以这个诗篇话 L 就是代表三位一体，一切创造。
And so when it says in Psalms that uses the word L, that God created, it's the triune God that's creating.
但你跳到第七节，第七节到十一节，佢转名唔系用 L， 佢用我哋熟悉嘅圣经里边嘅称呼神嘅名系耶和华。
But from Psalms 19 verse 7 to 11, he no longer uses the word for God L. He changes and uses the word that we know in the Old Testament is referring to God as Yahweh, Jehovah.
耶和华呢个名就系神派摩西去埃及嘅时候，摩西就话边个派我去 ？And the name Jehovah comes from Exodus when God sent Moses to Egypt to bring out the children of Israel, and Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" 神话我就是我 ，and God said, "I am." 中文译到自有永有 ，and the Chinese translates "I am" as the everlasting, eternal, self-sufficient God. 自有永有 ，I am. 那个译到耶和华 ，and that is what we get.Yahweh, Jehovah. 由第七节到十一节是用耶和华这个名，是要强调这个就是自由永有的全能神给我们的。And so when you change the name from El to Jehovah, he's emphasizing that this is the self-sufficient Almighty God who's speaking to us. 神是创造天地述说神的荣耀。神又俾我哋圣经，又系述说圣神嘅荣耀。So God created the universe and all that is existence to worship and glorify God, and He also gave us His Word to worship and glorify Him. 你睇大卫系一个好嘅诗人。Look at David, he's an awesome poet. 佢有第七节到十一节用六句说话系描述圣经。And in, from verse 7 to 11, he uses six different sentences to worship and to explain the Bible. 有第一句是第七节上半。And the first verse is verse 7, the first half of verse 7. 耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心。The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. 诗人用六句好奇妙的都要强调神的律法神的启示 And so David is using six sentences to emphasize the revelation that God has given to us through his word. 耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心 The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.这个律法是全备，可以说是完全完美。And so you say perfect, it's complete, it's wholeness. 这个神的律法是无错误的。And God's law has no error. 是我们说无错误、无误的圣经。And we say the Bible is errorless, is inerrant. It's the right word, right? Inerrant. Without fault, without falsehood. 圣经是全备、完美、完全。The Bible is perfect. It is complete. It is without fault. 那可能有时翻译呢？可能有时翻译会有少少错。我们一阵间都会看一些中文和英文的出入。To my yunman. And even sometimes maybe you can translate maybe differently. And we'll see as we go on that there is a difference in the Chinese and the English with some of the original Hebrew. 但是他的真理是没错 But his meaning, the teaching is without fault. 圣经讲到任何错题都是没错 And whatever the Bible teaches about is accurate is true. 如果圣经讲历史，嗰啲系真实嘅历史。If the Bible teaches about history, it is true history. 如果讲科学，嗰啲科学系真实嘅。And if it talks about science, it's talking about accurate science. 圣经系冇错误。如果教到我哋点样认识神，点样系得救，亦都系冇错。And if it teaches us how to know God, how to be saved, it's also accurate. 所以呢个讲神嘅话语。是合适教导人 and so here it's telling us that the Bible is accurate to teach people to know God 教导我们应该行的人生方向 and to teach us on how we should live our life
我想你留意，佢话神嘅律法系全备，系使苏醒人心。And so it says that the law of God is perfect, converting the soul. 系苏醒，表示系恢复过嚟。And if you talk about, you know, converting, it's the transformation. 神的说话是改变我们的。And the word of God changes us. 当我们看到神的话语，我们的生命会改变。And the more you read the Bible, the more your life will be changed. 耶稣说我是道路真理生命。Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.我们看圣经，我们生命越看越明白，我们的生命会改变。And the more you read the Bible, the more you understand, the more you understand, the more you are changed. 你想改变生命，一定要看圣经，认识圣经。If you want your life to change, you must read and study the Bible. 因为圣经是苏醒人生。Because the Bible will transform your life.如果你少睇圣经，你会发现到冇乜变化。And if you don't read the Bible, you find that you never change. 但你越睇圣经，你好快变嘅。But if you start reading the Bible, you will start to change really fast. 那下一句第七节话，耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。The second half of verse 7 is the second sentence. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.嗱，佢讲诗，即系诗句咧，就系咁，有比较，有重复。So you know, it's like a poem, you know. And poems, you know, you do comparisons and you do repeat saying it in a different way for emphasis. 大卫咧就系用呢个强调嘅方法，要俾我哋知道神嘅道嘅重要。And so David is using this poetic means to express to us the importance of the Word of God.神的法度确定 The testimony of the Lord is sure The sure testimony 确定的信息确定的道 It's positive sure word 那我想看使人愚蠢的人有智慧先 I want to look first at making wise the simple 因为当我们看到苏醒人生的时候什么人需要苏醒Because if you talk about converting the soul, transforming a life, who needs to be converted? Who needs to be transformed? 是愚蠢的人 It's those who are simple. And the Chinese says fools. the foolish. 如果我们是以为不需要神，我们看神的话语，神的话语苏醒我们，我们愚蠢的人变为智慧的。And so if you think you don't need God, start reading the Bible. God will convert your soul. You'll get transformed and you'll go from foolishness to wisdom. 睇圣经越睇越智慧。认识圣经、认识至圣者就是智慧的开端。So if you fear the Lord and knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the more you read the Bible, the more wise you become. So 这个愚人能使愚人有智慧，就是形容紧苏醒人心是点样。And so make the wise the simple is actually an illustration of what it is to convert the soul. Whose soul are we converting? 明白个意思？所以佢两句是有关联的。And so both lines sentences have a relationship. 神的法度，神的律法其实是相同 And so the testimony of the Lord and the law of the Lord are actually just a different way of saying the same thing, right? 但是确定神的法度是确定 But the testimony of the Lord is sure The sure testimony 确定是什么意思 What does it mean to be sure? 是肯定是绝对的是真实的 And so to be sure means that it's firm, it's accurate, it's reliable. 是吗？你看圣经是不是确定的？是不是真实的？ When you read the Bible, is it firm? Is it accurate? Is it reliable? 你是不是肯定这个圣经是可靠的？ And are you absolutely sure that the Bible that you're reading is, you can rely upon it?
聖經話, 神的說話呢, 不會徒然返回.
The Bible says that the Word of God will not return void.
神講的說話一定要成就祂要成就的事.
And God will always accomplish the purpose that He has.
當你依靠神的應許有沒有確定呢?
有沒有真實?
When you rely and hold on to the promise of God, are you holding on to something that's sure and faithful?
你是不是相信神會做到祂所答應做的?
And are you positive that God's going to do what He's promised?
神的說話是確定,真實. God's word is sure and reliable.
我相信耶稣,我死的时候会上天堂,我没见过天堂,但我确定有天堂.
I believe in Jesus, and because I believe in Jesus, I believe when I die, I'm going to heaven.
I've never seen heaven, but I believe that heaven is real.
I'm sure that it's real.
你有没有确定?
我的,为什么肯定? 因为圣经告诉我听.
How can I be sure?
Because the Bible tells me.
你越看圣经,你越可以肯定,确定,圣经是真实.
The more you read the Bible, the more you can be sure that the Word of God is true.
第八节, look at verse 8.
耶和华的训词正直,能快活人的心. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
神的訓詞即是跟法度、法律、律法是可以說是相異詞相同的字不同的方法表達同一樣的
Maybe the statutes of the Lord, the testimony of the Lord, the law of the Lord, maybe it's just a different way of saying the same thing, right?
或者有律法是大的跟著分就是有分段又是不同的標點跟著下面有另外一細點
Or maybe you look at the whole law, you know, the big law, and then under it you've got, you know, subtitles, and under the subtitles you got some more minor points, you know. So maybe you're going from big to small. So
可能我們有大整體一路去縮小到分體這樣
但是他說神的訓詞是正直
But it says that the statutes of the Lord are right. So right statutes.
正直的訓詞 正直什么意思?
What does it mean to be right?
准确
It means to be accurate
是对的
It means to be correct
神教导我们要走的路是真实
And it means it's true
但是正直的人是怎样?
But what is a right person?
因为正直的,我们做事是正直的
And if you are living a right life, what are you doing?
你是做得是没偏心,没贪污
That means that you're not taking bribes That you're not playing favorites
不会收贿赂
You're not doing extortion
是不是表示因为 不会说今天情绪是这样,所以这样,明天有另一个情绪,所以不同了
And does it mean that because you know, you're not going on the whims of your emotions, today you feel this way, so I'll do it this way, tomorrow I feel this way, so I'll do it another way?
圣经是正直的,就是几时都是一样
And so the Bible is right, and it means it's always right, in any situation it's right
明白我意思啊?
Do you understand what that means?
当我们遵行神的道的时候,按照神的教导行的时候,我们的生命会怎样?
When you follow the Word of God, when you do what the Word of God teaches and you apply it to your life, what's going to happen?
你会快乐.
You will be happy.
因为 能快活人心
Because it says rejoicing the heart
当你按照神这个正直的道去行 你就会幸福。And when you follow the word of God in your life, you're going to be blessed.
太多人觉得，我唔使跟呢套嘢，我有自己嗰套咧，呢个唔啱我用。
Too many people think, I don't want to follow the word of God. It doesn't apply to me. I don't like it.
於是我做自己事， so I just do my own thing.
比如圣经话要一夫一妻结婚之后先至有性行为，唔好之前有。
So the Bible says a man and a woman, you know, should get married first before they have sex. Don't have sex before marriage.
聖經話你咁樣做你幸福嘅。
The Bible says you do that, you get blessed.
Hey, 我唔使理呢啲嘢，發使麻煩咁落後，我哋一齊去咩嘛。
I don't want to follow that rule. I don't like that. It's outdated, archaic. I don't believe in that. Let's just do it my way.
結果係點？
What's the result?
可能要有咗落咗佢咯，有内疚咯，又可能有性病危险啊，跟住又觉得自己系做错事，有污秽感嘅。
And so what happens? Maybe you get pregnant, maybe you have to get an abortion, maybe you know you get guilty, you feel like you've done wrong, you know you get and then.You know, maybe because of all this, you know, you might end up with VD or sexually transmitted disease or something, you know, and then you've got all this pressure and oh.
跟住你同嗰个人又分手，跟住又第二个
，and then you break up with that person, then you get another,
跟住搞越复杂
，and then you get more and more confused.
如果一早系跟从神嘅道理做，系咪幸福啊
？And if you just followed the word of God from the beginning, wouldn't it be much more blessed?
所以神嘅法训词系正直
，so the statutes of the Lord are right。
当你按照神嘅训词做，你就系快乐。
And when you follow it, you are rejoicing，
因为你系得到神嘅祝福
，because you get the blessing from the Lord。
你睇你按照圣经行，你就苏醒，成为智慧。
Look, when you follow the word of God, you get converted, you transformed, you get wisdom, and you get joy.
呢几样嘢几好系咪？啊，神嘅话语咁好，佢第八节下半节又有
，and then the second half of verse 8,
耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人嘅眼目。
The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
神的命令都是一样的，神的圣经。
And so the commandments, that's also the word of God, right?
但是清洁，神教导的东西是好的，不会坏的。
And so what God's teaching us is good, it's not bad.
神不会教我们做坏的东西。
God's not going to teach us to do bad things.
很多人悄悄回教会就问，哎呀，那间教会是不是异端？是不是教人如果不三不四的东西？
So many people come to church, you know, and they ask, is this church, you know, cult? Are you going to teach us to do some bad stuff?
圣经不会有咸湿的，不会有核突，不会有下流的教导给你。
The Bible's not going to teach you how to do pornography. It's not going to teach you to do yucky things or, you know, disgraceful things.
圣经是要教我们向善。
The Bible is going to teach us how to walk correctly and how to be pure.
但当你按照神的意思行，你的眼是明亮的。
But when you follow what God teaches, your eyes get enlightened.
那很多事我们是小朋友会看得到，小朋友是天真无邪。
You can see it in children. Your children are innocent, right?
小朋友唔识呢啲世俗嘅嘢咧，即系未喺世界打滚，未受污染啊。
So children, you know, they haven't grown up in the world, they haven't been polluted by the worldly attitudes.
咁小朋友好天真嘅，好单纯。
And so children can be very innocent and can be very pure.
但系当你长大嘅时候，经历啲嘢咧，系咪越嚟越复杂？
But as you grow up, don't you start having experiences and things start getting complicated, right?
跟住有内疚，跟住有黑云啊，跟住有情绪，跟住有焦虑
，and then you get guilt, right? And then you get like this
dark cloud over you. And then you start getting anxiety. And then you get this other depression. 跟住有很多的複雜的世俗的東西就在影響又哎呀我怎樣怎樣。And then all this worldly stuff gets in you. 但當你將神的話語入到去發生什麼事。But when you put the word of God in your heart, what happens? 蘇醒有智慧有快樂的心跟住你的眼打開翻翻童真找翻神那個單純的心 So your heart gets converted, you get transformed, you get wisdom from God, then you get rejoicing in your heart, and then the Lord gives youHe opens your eyes and His light shines in your eyes and you can take all this darkness out and you can get back like a child in simple faith. 是不是？即是我们世界太复杂我们需要看多些神的话语让神的话语苏醒我们的心打开我们的眼睛。The world is too complicated. We need the word of God to get into our heart, to transform our heart and to open our eyes so we can see the truth. 是不是？第九節 Look at verse 9. 耶和華的道清潔存到永遠 The fear of the Lord is clean enduring forever. 嗱，呢個講中文同埋英文好唔一樣嘅。Here this verse, the Chinese and the English are very different. 中文話耶和華的道，英文話敬畏神。In the English, it says the fear of the Lord is clean, but in the Chinese, it says the word of the Lord is clean. 咁我查原文，原文讲道理定系讲敬畏神 ？So I went and I looked in the Hebrew. Does the Hebrew say the word of the Lord, or does it say the fear of the Lord? 原文写敬畏神 ，and the original Hebrew says the fear of the Lord.但我查三个中文的译本和合本新译本修订版和合本 But in, I looked in three accurate Chinese translations 三个译本都讲神的道理 And all three Chinese translations still said the word of the Lord 但我查翻一些可靠的英文翻译本全部都讲敬畏神But of all the accurate English translations, they all say the fear of the Lord. 哇，咁點解中文聖經會譯到道理呢？唔譯到敬畏呢？ So why did the Chinese Bible translate it as the word of the Lord and not the fear of the Lord? 我諗係一個上下文理嘅問題。I think it's because of the context of the passage. 因為喺呢度講敬畏神係清潔係存到永遠，好似。同上下文理唔通嘅 ，because if you look and say that if it's the fear of the Lord in the context of he's talking about the Word of God, to say the fear of the Lord is like it doesn't make sense and enduring forever. 但如果讲到神嘅道理系清洁，存到永远，可能系觉得系通啲。And but if you say it's the word of the Lord that's clean that endures forever, maybe it makes more sense. 我真係解決唔到呢個謎，或者你有啲專家讀緊原文就可以幫我解謎。And maybe some of you, if you're studying Greek or Hebrew, maybe you can help me resolve this problem with this. 但係無論係道理清潔或者敬畏神清潔，都係差唔多意思嘅。But whether you say it's the word of the Lord or the fear of the Lord, I think actually it doesn't really make a difference. 因为我们有神的道理，我们会敬畏神。Because you have the word of God, so you fear God. 我们敬畏神，因为神是尊重，应该尊敬祂，敬畏祂。Because we should honor God, we should worship Him, we should respect Him.因为神的话语比我们能够尊敬祂 Because the word of God causes us to have this respect for God. 神的道就会永远 And the word of God is going to last forever. 但我们上到天堂我们都要永远尊重神 But when we get to heaven, we also have to eternally respect and honor God, right? 其实都是一样的 It's actually no difference. 最后一个第九章尾 下半句。The last one, verse 9, the second half. 耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. 这个中文和英文都不同哦。Here the Chinese and the English are different. 中文圣经典章，英文亦都审判。Where it says judgments in English, in the Chinese it says something like articles, or teaching articles, you know. Statutes, articles, you know. 我查了原文这个，两个意思都可以对的。And in the Hebrew, both these translations are correct. 可以是这个法典的一个小的即典章又可以啱嘅，一个审判又可以啱喎。这个原文字是两个意思喎。And so in the Hebrew word used here can be translated either judgments or articles. 咁边个啱嘅？两个都啱喎。So which one is right? Both are right. 点解我咁样解释啊？耶和华嘅典章真实，即是话神嘅说话、神嘅教导系真实嘅。And so the statutes, the teachings of the Word of God are true. They're accurate. There's no problem with that. 他所讲的一切都是真实的。Everything that God says is true. 因为这样神审判都是真实。And because what God says is true, His judgments are also true. 是吧？如果我们按照神的道理行，神的审判都是真实。And if we follow the word of God and do what it says, when he judges, he will be true. 是吗？其实是我们按照神的意思行，我们不用怕审判。And if you follow the word of God in your life, you don't have to be afraid of God's judgment. 因为你按照神的意思，神就审判你，就是按公义审判你。Because if you're following God, when God judges you, He's going to judge you according to His righteousness. 但如果你没跟从神，你做自己的事，你要惊神的审判。But if you're not following God and you're doing it on your own, you're in trouble. You should be careful from what God's judgment's coming. 神的审判是公义。God's judgments are true. They're righteous. 公义就是啱的，不会错的。And God's way of doing it is correct. He's not going to make a wrong decision. He's not going to make a wrong judgment. 19章10節到11節是詩人的總結。And if you look at verse 10 to 11, this is the conclusion of David. 講緊神的法典，講過神的話語。He's talking about the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord.都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的精金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比凤凰下滴的蜜甘甜。More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than the honey in the honeycomb. 况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些更有大赏。Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. 你觉得有乜嘢事系比金银更宝贵呢？ What in your heart is more important to you than gold and silver? 有乜嘢事系比蜜糖甜蜜呢？ And what is more sweet than honey? 诗人觉得神嘅话语。比金更加可羡慕。The psalmist thinks that gold, no, that the word of God is to be more desired than gold. 神的话语是比蜜糖更加甜。And that the word of God is sweeter than even the sweetest honey. 在你生命的时候，你看圣经，你觉得圣经是不是这么宝贵呢？ In your life, when you read the Bible, do you think the Bible is that important to you?应该是的，如果不是，你要更加认识圣经的真理的。It should be like that, and if it's not, you need to start reading it so that you can understand it more. 圣经是我们的生命的，是我们的一切。The word of God should be our life, it should be our all in all. 圣经是改变生命，圣经是给我们智慧，圣经是 系咩啊？记唔记得 ？The Bible transforms us, gives us wisdom, and what else does it give us？ 俾我哋喜乐 ，gives us joy， 系打开明亮我哋眼睛 ，it enlightens our eyes， 系有公义嘅审判 ，it has righteous judgment。圣经系比蜜糖咁甜 ，and the word of God is sweeter than honey。圣经系比金银更宝贵 ，and the word of God is more precious than gold。那最后十二节到十四节，上个星期讲咗。Last week I talked about verse 12 to 14。今日就讲一两句。Today I just want to say one or two words。当诗人睇到神嘅伟大，睇到圣经嘅伟大。As the psalmist looks at the awesome creation of God and looks at the awesome word of God, 他就发现到一个事实。He came to the realization, 他自己是卑微。That he himself is humble and nothing. 他发现到自己跟神比较是有差距。And he realized that there's a difference between him and this awesome God that he's talking about.所以十二节佢话：谁能知道自己嘅错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未言的过错。Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. 诗人就因为咁样睇到神嘅伟大，更加显出佢嘅错。And because he saw the greatness of God, he could see even more clearly his own faults. 当我哋敬拜神，睇到神嘅伟大，我哋更加睇到。自己的渺小 And the more we see the awesomeness of God, the more we see how little we are. 圣经应该好似一块镜，显出我们的软弱。And the Bible should be like a mirror showing us our weaknesses. 所以十四节 And so in verse 14, what does he say? 耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主。愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. 在这里，诗人开头用 L， 跟着用 Yahweh， 现在用什么字眼称呼神？ He started with the word L.To refer to God. And then he changed to Yahweh. And now what does he use to refer to God?
Yehovah, 救赎主.
Jehovah, Redeemer, my Savior. 他看得到因为神的伟大因为我的卑微我需要救赎主. And he realized because of the great awesomeness of God and my weakness, my inabilities, I need a Redeemer.你今日有冇发现到你需要救赎主 ？Today have you come to the realization that you need a redeemer？ 我哋需要耶稣做我哋嘅拯救者。We need Jesus as our savior。你谂下呢个伟大嘅神创造天地，耶稣又创造天地。Just think of this awesome God who's created this mighty universe。Jesus the creator， 佢嚟到世界做人。He came to this earth and became a man。他为你道成肉身 And for you, the word became flesh. 跟着他为你死在十字架 And then for you, he died on the cross. 因为你的罪太可怕他这么伟大他都愿意为你而死 Even though he's so great and awesome, he's still willing to come and die for you because of the condition of our sin.我想这个伟大的神是值得赞美。I think this God is worthy of praise, don't you? 他的创造给我们这个见证他给我们圣经这么好的见证但他给我们救赎主更加好的见证。He gave us this awesome creation as a testimony of his glory. He's given us the word of God as a testimony of his glory. But he's also given us his son, the Redeemer.As a testimony of his love. 弟兄姊妹，我哋真系要感谢我哋嘅天父。我哋一齐祈祷。We need to worship and praise our God. Let's just close in a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们多谢你给我们这个诗篇，给我们看到你的伟大。Father, thank you for this psalm that we can see your great and awesomeness. 多谢你是拯救我们的。Thank you, Lord, for redeeming us. 多谢你是愿意为我们死。Thank you, Lord, for dying for us. 多谢你用创造来给我们看到你的荣耀。Thank you, Lord, for using creation to show us your awesomeness. 但是主，我们更加多谢你给我们这么宝贵的圣经，是可以引导我们的脚步。But Lord, we thank you for the word of God that teaches and instructs our path. 但是我最多谢主耶稣，是为我而死。But Lord, I want to thank you, Father, Jesus Christ, for coming and dying for my sins. 我是不配，但你愿意爱我。I'm not worthy, Lord, but you're willing to love me. 我多谢你的爱。We thank you for your love. 求主俾我哋更加识得赞美，更加识得爱你。Lord, teach us how to worship you more and how to love you more. 奉主耶稣嘅名求， in the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. 默祷之后开心。